Verse 34, and behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. Suppose they were afraid maybe he might put a bigger dent in their swine herd population. Now, that's kind of a fearful thing. You know, these two devil-possessed, these madmen, you know, living in tombs and God knows what, you know, just real freaks, right? I mean, just whatever, you know, crazy, whatever, you know, people, devil possession, I don't know what to say about it. There's no, like, necronomicon of devil possession that tells you all you need to know in the scriptures. It's just sort of, it could it be mental illness? Yeah. Could it be some sort of, you know, I'm sure it still goes on to this day. I mean, like, you know, they look at people's minds when they have some sort of mental illness and they say, oh, look, we scanned his brain and there's activity here and there. But that's like, you know, it could be just the effect of something acting on them that's beyond perception, because that which is spirit is not flesh. There is no body or like object to detect. Evil spirits would be undetectable by scientific methods. They could find all kinds of other things with them. And maybe, yeah, psychoactive drugs. Yeah, it could change the places in the brain where the spirits act upon you to take control. It's sort of like, imagine if the brain is like a controller and the spirit gets in there and you greased all the buttons on him, you know, with medication, so to speak. So it becomes difficult for the evil spirit to really stay in control. And so the symptoms become less. And they'd be taken over by another spirit, the spirit of the drugs. It alters your spirit. So these are men under the control of devils or demonium, evil spirits. Daimonizomai is the Greek word. It means demoniacs. You know. Does it mean a fallen angel is possessing their body? I don't think so. It's something else. You know. But that was the common way they were referred to, I believe. Oh, evil spirit possession. You know, it's not possession by the devil. I can only go based on the examples given, you know, and that's all I can, figure out is from what it says in the examples. Well, let's just look at what they say then. They're very fierce, you know. No one could go by that way because these guys, these two guys, were so fierce. What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? There was a recognition. They knew his name. So something obviously spiritual and otherworldly about what's going on with these men. Are you come to torment us before the time? Before the day of judgment comes? It's interesting to note that in the Old Testament, you know, the evil spirits come forth from the throne of God. There was an account where, you know, and you can look up in the history of the prophets during the reign of Ahab and also the reign of Jehoshaphat. There was a prophet brought, should he go up to war? And the prophet came forth and said, you know, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne with the whole host of heaven gathered before him on the right hand, on the left. And he said, who will go down for me to cause Ahab to go up to battle at Ramoth Gilead so he may be slain? Who's got any ideas? And the different spirits come forth, and one comes forth, a spirit, and he says, I will be an evil spirit in the mouth of his prophets. A lying spirit, actually, said, I will become a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And the Lord said, go and prosper. So we know evil spirits ultimately emanate from God's throne, as far as they cannot go forth, or they cannot do what they do without God's without his authority, without his leave. It's not like the whole universe is out of control and God's just like, what am I going to do? All these evil spirits. Have you come to torment us before the time? And why do we have to see you now? We would rather be left. They kind of sense he was going to cast them out. And also in the book of Revelation, an angel comes down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and he opens it up and all these creatures come out, which may be forms of evil spirits. So they don't want to go away. Like, out of the earth, they want to go away into the swine. And he says, go. And as soon as the swine are possessed to the devils, the swine run down violent. I don't think the spirits did it to the swine so much as the effect of them being on the swine caused the swine to lose it and commit suicide. I mean, that could be a sort of a portrait of the swine sort of knew better than the men what had happened to them. They would rather perish than be possessed, but they're animals. And so the swine keepers fled. They went to the city and said, what do we tell you what we saw? This guy came out and he greeted those devil-possessed people and cast out the devils, and the devils went into the swine. I mean, what he could see is probably what he saw was the guys were crazy and they were talking, and then all of a sudden the devils were gone and the guys were normal. And the swine were running down the hill. Very bizarre circumstances. People there wanted him to leave.